You're listening to a Countout Podcast.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Welcome to Hit the Books, the only realistic fantasy booking podcast in the universe. I am your host, as always, Ryan Nightseen. With me is my co-host, the man of 1,000 nicknames, Mikey Manfredi. Mikey, welcome to Hit the Books, as you've been here for a long time now.
Thank you for the
How are you doing, bro?
Thank you for the warm welcome, Ryan. I'm glad to be back on the show again. For every week after a year and a half, I'm still glad I'm getting welcomed warmly. I'm glad you're not tired of me yet.
You know how much mail it takes for me to send out your invites? I'm spending so much money on postage.
You should use stamps.com.
Oh, man, that would have been perfect. God damn, man, I missed out on... This is why I need to just do ad copy. I'm going to do... My next spinoff podcast is just going to be me doing ad copy. God, that'd be perfect. Just me being like, man, I'm spending so much money on postage. Why don't you use MeUndies?
And if you need underwear, use stamps.com.
Are you shitting your pants about all the...
Make your underwear out of postage stamps.
Are you shitting your pants about all this postage you're spending? Maybe you should change up your diet with Blue Apron.
With Blue Apron. Or HelloFresh.
Classics. Classic brands.
And maybe you can listen to an audiobook about how to order HelloFresh through Audible.
Thank you, everybody, for joining us this week on Hit the Books. Like we said, we are a realistic fantasy booking podcast. We have nothing to do with ads. We're all about storylines. Every week we write down, Mikey and I sit down, we write out all these storylines for you for this show. We know we're talking this entire episode of SmackDown Live, essentially. Well, not SmackDown Live, SmackDown on Fox. We write out an entire episode of SmackDown on Fox. And we have it all prepped and ready to go for you. We're talking the openers. We're talking the matches. We're talking the promos. The results of the matches. We're talking behind-the-scenes angles. We're talking vignettes.
Basically, anything you see on SmackDown, we're talking it. Except the commercials, clearly.
Except for talking smack. We're not talking smack as much as I would like to.
And we don't run commercials.
No, we don't. As you could tell. But thank you for joining us along this experiment, I guess you could say, this show, thank you for joining us.
Yeah.
If you're returning, if you're new, we love you having you. And hopefully you fall in love with the show, because we would love for you to fall in love with us. Does that make sense? Yeah.
Please?
That makes sense. Please?
Fall in love with us. Please, we're lonely.
Fall in love this Valentine's Day with Blue Apron.
I hear they can get you a romantic they can get you a romantic dinner for two.
Have you ever heard of 1-800-Flowers? Oh man.
All right. I think we should get into this show.
Did we do
we're
it?
We're doing too many ad spots we're not getting paid for.
Oh dang. Well, I guess it's true. Well, thank you everybody for joining us. Like we said, Mikey and I are here. You know, we're booking, we're writing shows out. And yeah, we got a full card for you. Like we said, we're on a road to the Elimination Chamber, which is on the road to WrestleMania, the off ramp, the pit stop that is Elimination Chamber. And we are on our way to WrestleMania. We got show number 3 of a 6-show series before Elimination Chamber, Mikey. What are some teases we got for this show? We got Elimination Chamber match qualifiers.
Yeah, we got a title match tonight.
We have a god dang title match in your main event. How do you smoke them apples?
I don't think that's the saying, but okay.
Yeah, we got stuff happening. We're continuing the storylines that we did last week. So if you haven't heard last week's episode, I highly recommend it. I feel like the trouble with the show sometimes is that, like, where's your point to start in? And I feel like it's like, you know, sometimes it's like, man, how do I just start listening to the show? Because it's like there's a lot of, like, backlog of storylines and crap, right, Mikey?
Mm-hmm.
But I've been thinking about that, and it's just like, you know, it's sort of just how, like, you start watching wrestling, Raw and SmackDown. You just jump right in.
Just jump in. And eventually, you'll understand. Eventually, everything becomes clear.
Yes. It's like Windex. You jump right into the Windex pool, and when you come out, your eyes are 20/20, just like the year.
Thank you, Ryan.
Mikey, did that make sense, or should I stop rambling on and start the goddamn show?
Let's just start the goddamn show.
Okay, cold open on this one. We got a little bit of cold open. Oh, the windows are open. That explains it.
Oop.
Okay, close the windows. Now we're just going to start the show, which is Cesaro arriving alone to the building. He's being questioned about his and Sami Zayn's actions last week. Mikey, in case you forgot, last week after a match against Kevin Owens, Sami Zayn and Cesaro attacked Kevin Owens with a chair, putting him into a tree of woe and attacking his knees. You know, Rey Mysterio style.
Yikes.
And then Zayn and Cesaro got in a car and sped off. Now we're seeing Cesaro by himself. And, you know, Cesaro is saying that Owens has made things personal with his close friend, Sami Zayn. So Cesaro says that they made sure that came to an end. And then Cesaro leaves. And that's it. That's all we get out of the old Swiss cyborg.
Dang. Short, sweet, and to the point, Cesaro.
He wants to help out his friend, Sami Zayn, and he's had enough of this, Kevin Owens. We've had enough of it. We're injuring you. Classic heel.
We've had enough of your bullshit, so we're putting you on the shelf. Turn in your boots and tape.
Turn in your boots and your tape. You're out of the force.
You're out of the locker room.
You're out of the force.
You've been too reckless lately, Owens.
You're out of the universe.
You've gone AWOL, Owens.
Give me your meatball sub.
You're a wild card. We can't have that.
Give me your meatball sub. I feel like I'm in a weird space this episode. Mikey, should we just keep going? Just keep forging along and ignore me.
Our show, after our cold open of Cesaro arriving to the building, we have Miz and Morrison coming to the ring to celebrate that the best tag team SmackDown has ever seen is returning to the ring. Morrison says that they prove they are the best by beating the tag champions in a match 2 weeks ago. For those who don't know, Miz and Morrison beat the OC, who are tag team champions, 2 weeks ago in a match on SmackDown. And now that they got a taste of victory again, it is all they want. Miz says that they want to challenge the original chumps tonight in a match for the tag team gold. OC come out and refuse at first, but Miz and Morrison, I'm assuming, sling some insult at them and get them angry enough until they accept the challenge. And we have our main event set for tonight, the OC versus Miz and Morrison for the SmackDown Live Tag Team Championships.
Oh, dang, boy. We got Miz and Morrison back yet again, now challenging for the gosh darn dang titles.
Yep, that's exactly what's happening. They're challenging for the gosh darn dang titles.
The SmackDown gosh darn dang 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 gang titles.
The SmackDown Live gosh darn ding dang doon dang super show
24/7, 97/7, 91/7, 24/7, 48/12
titles.
Wow, beautiful, I love it. Miz and Morrison OC styles. I'm not sure. We don't know who the end. Obviously, the winner of that match is going to be Mikey, and I'm going to have a tough job picking it.
Oh yeah,
I don't know. Let's keep moving along. This week we have another Elimination Chamber match qualifier. This time it's going to be Drew Gulak taking on Cedric Alexander. I imagine Drew Gulak alone. I don't know if he is with Dash Wilder. I don't know if he's with Daniel Bryan, but
I would assume he's with at least one of them.
Okay, let's just say he's with Dash, I guess.
Okay, sounds good.
And he's taking on Cedric Alexander. Mikey, hate to say it, but the winner of this match is going to be Drew Gooks. Drewy Gooks, the Gook Miser.
Drewy Gooks, baby.
Drewy Gooks, babies. Defeating Cedric Alexander, Gooks. Which is very interesting, right, Mikey? This is an Elimination Chamber qualifier, which, of course, is going to be a number one contenders match. So that means that currently, in the Men's Elimination Chamber for the number one contendership for the WWE Championship, we have Kevin Owens, who with an injured knee, and the Pure's Drew Gulak, Daniel Bryan's stablemate. Drew Gulak.
Very interesting.
So I'm excited.
That's what our gimmick change should have been last week. We should have had Drew Gulak changed to a mob boss gimmick and be called Drewy Gooks.
Give me a meatball sub, Drewy Gooks. Never.
Leave the gun. Take the cannoli. I'm Drewy Gooks.
I'm Drewy Gooks. Give me your meatball sub. I think I'm hungry. I think that's what my subconscious is
telling
me.
Invite him to a spaghetti dinner.
Ah, spaghetti with vignette. Speaking of vignette, Mikey, next up, what's happening?
We had to go with that transition. So next up...
This podcast is uneditable. We've never edited this podcast before. We'll never edit it again. We just upload it straight to Audio Boom.
Next up, we have a vignette with none other than Eric Young. However, he's a little different than last we saw him. He's dressed like a ringmaster, and he says that he has a thrilling and spectacular show planned for all of you, the WWE Universe, that they...
Real quickly, Mikey, I'm going to pause you right here. Can you do this vignette with your best ringmaster impression?
He says that he's got a thrilling and spectacular show planned for all of you.
Perfect.
One you wouldn't want to miss. The star of the show, of course, is my fierce lion. And the... How was that?
This is everything I wanted. Oh, man. Keep going.
The camera... Okay, so the star of the show, of course, is my fierce lion. And the camera pans over to a cage with someone sitting in a chair in an all-black jumpsuit and a lion mask. Eric Young bangs on the bars and says that the WWE Universe are not ready for this beast to be unleashed upon them quite yet. We still have work to do, and I can't wait for all of you to experience the carnage and destruction my new show brings. But be careful. Blink, and it'll all be over.
Okay, gimmick change, baby. Eric Young and his vignette telling us he's got a caged lion that's almost ready to be unleashed. But be careful, because once it's unleashed, it will be... Whatever the lion does will be over quickly. Okay, I sort of lost my train of thought there. Really derailed over there. But I think it make... You know what? I'm just going to keep going, Mikey. I think my brain is having an actual fart attack, and I think I'm dying. So we're going to keep moving along, probably. Thoughts?
I like the idea of moving along. Next up, we have Mustafa Ali versus Elias. And Elias ends up picking up the victory. Mustafa Ali suffering yet another loss on our card. I think that is now 3 weeks in a row Mustafa Ali has lost. Yeah.
Yep, lost to Roman, lost to Sheamus, now losing to Elias.
Yeah, tough few weeks for Mustafa, for sure. You could see he's visibly disappointed. He's getting a little angry about it. He needs to get back on his game here.
Yeah, I imagine it's definitely more upset than angry, I feel. You know, just being like, he's kind of like mad about it, right? He's just like, God dang, what?
He's probably just frustrated.
Yeah,
it's frustrating
to lose 3 weeks in a row.
Yeah.
But I guess he's done it. So, yeah, mm-hmm. Mustafa Ali loses to Elias. Next up, we have a backstage interview with Natalya. You know, she's being interviewed, and she's asked that, you know, when the names were announced for the Women's Elimination Chamber last week, Natalya's name was weirdly missing, and GM Paige took to social media to explain that the reason Natalya was cut from the Elimination Chamber was because she not only lost to the Royal Rumble, but she was, in fact, the one submitted, so GM Paige felt that she did not entirely earn a spot in Elimination Chamber.
Hardcore.
Natalya says that, sadly, that's true. She was left off the ballot. You know, she reflects saying that, you know, I had an amazing 2019, and so far my 2020 has started awfully. But that's not going to let me down. She's a heart, and they fight through the pain, so that's what she's going to have to do. It looks like she'll just have to earn back her spot.
Ooh. Is this the Natalya redemption arc?
I don't know. Maybe something. I don't know.
Natalya's anime-style redemption arc?
Yeah. This is the Natalya anime-style redemption arc. Yeah, when I was behind the curtain, I was like, when I was thinking the Elimination Chamber, I like did not want to put Natalya in necessarily. I was like, I kind of want to put other people in, like Carmella, Nikki Cross, get a little more shine than Natalya. And sadly, that means Natalya got left off the docket.
Dang.
You know, and there's reasons.
Brutal.
There is...
brutal by GM Paige, honestly.
Well, she's got to be honest with everybody. It's like, well, you lost. You got tapped out by the champion. Why should you get a second opportunity? Now, granted, Banks and Naomi are getting another opportunity for the Elimination Chamber, but they weren't tapped out. You know, they didn't lose the match, I guess. I mean, technically they did, but you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's upsetting, but, you know, them's the facts of life, I guess.
Them's the breaks.
And maybe this opens up a whole route for Natalya to join One Nation. to dunk on GM Paige.
That could be interesting.
Yeah. But let's keep moving along. Next up, we have a singles match. It's Billie Kay taking on Liv Morgan of the Country Club, one half of the SmackDown. Not sorry, it's not SmackDown. One half of the Women's Tag Team Champions. Let's just say that there was a match on Raw or whatever, and now we're doing a one-on-one match here. Billie Kay versus Liv Morgan, and Billie Kay is going to get the victory. Of course,
Whoa. The
Iconics versus the Country Club will be happening in Elimination Chamber in a number of weeks, so Billie Kay getting this victory is huge for the Iconics.
Oh, yeah. I like that. I like that Billie Kay gets a win. I like that the Iconics are getting some victories coming into Elimination Chamber. Looking mighty strong, looking like a good match is forming.
Yeah, they need the Iconics. It's weird. I mean, it's the women's tag team championship is like really difficult to write for, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah,
because. Especially on SmackDown, because with the two-hour format of this show is that we only have enough space on the card, which is something we've learned immediately about booking our own SmackDown stuff. Right, Mikey?
Yeah. There's only so much you could do on a single show.
And there's only so many people you can put on a single show. There's so many people. We have not put R-Truth on a single episode since we've gotten him in the draft. And we're like, we don't even know what to do with him. We're really like,
it's hard to fit people in, man. That's something we gotta get better about, I think.
Well, it's also tough because it's like you gotta do all these storylines and you have the story beats to get to and hit and all these things. And sadly, I think like the 24/7 title, you know, the women's tag team championship, those are sadly on like the chopping block for us because we're more important about trying to get our main title, intercontinental tag title, and women's title over.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, sadly, the women's champ tag team and the 24/7 are on the back burner in our brains, which I don't like. So that's why I'm trying to force like, hey, this, tag teams, go. But maybe we need more tag teams as well. I don't know. It's a whole thing. But let's get into it, Mikey. Like you said, Billie Kay wins over Liv Morgan. What's next?
One Nation friend Mustafa Ali backstage after another loss. They say that they can get him on the winning track and teach him how to stop being overlooked. They see potential in him, unlike GM Page, and want to make Mustafa Ali the greatest wrestler he could be and make him shine once again. They tell him they will give him some time to think about their offer and leave.
Interesting. Hit the Books recruiting mission has started. One Nation, the first team out here, looking to, for some recruits. Looking for some recruits, baby.
One Nation out there. Out there getting the ball rolling, trying to make their ranks bigger.
Yeah, join darkorder.com. Wow, I like it.
Join OneNation.com.
Join OneNation.com, where you'll get your boots, you'll get your tape, and you'll get your meatball sub right on my desk in the morning. Mikey, what's wrong? Vignetti, where do you think you're going? Vignetti, you're off the case. Turn in your badge. Turn in your boots. Turn in your captain's uniform.
You're a great person, but you're a terrible cop, Vignetti. You're too reckless.
You're too reckless. You keep burning down all of our police cars. You may find the truth, but you'll never get to the reward. Mikey, is this bit anything? I think it is. I think it's the perfect bit, and I think we should add a laugh track. So thank you, everybody.
Let's just rely on laugh tracks to be funny, like Big Bang Theory.
Wait, are you saying that my comedy is as good as Big Bang Theory?
No.
You're saying I'm going to be on for multiple seasons?
Anyway, Ryan, what's next on the card?
Shayna Baszler, one-on-one match against Zelina Vega. I think everyone kind of gets an idea of where this result is headed. Baszler getting the victory, of course. After the match, she cuts a promo saying that the lineup for the chamber is a joke.
Whoa.
Every single woman in that match will not be able to lace up her boots. And when she enters the chamber, she is going to rain hellfire to each and every woman until they all tap out. Shayna Baszler coming in strong. She's dying to destroy in this match at Elimination Chamber pay-per-view, retain her title, and then go on and destroy Ember Moon.
Dang. Big words from Shayna Baszler.
Big words from Shayna Baszler.
She just wants to destroy people. It's not about defending the title. That's just by proxy. She just wants to destroy everybody in that ring.
It's like, she's a great wrestler, so getting the title makes sense, blah, blah, blah. But also, it's like, having the title gives her the opportunity more to be a bully.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's just like...
She knows she's the best.
Yeah, she knows she's the best. She can just be a bully, and so she could just continue doing that. Because she has a title. People are going to gun for her, so she's just going to knock them down.
Oh, yeah.
Send them up. Knock them down.
Knock them down.
Beep us up. I'm really hungry now. Mikey, can you make me a meatball sub?
I could try. Anyway, next up, we have our main event of the evening. The OC with AJ Styles versus The Miz and John Morrison for the SmackDown Tag Team titles.
Yep. Carl and Luke with Uncle Allen taking on John and Mike for the titles.
Carl and Luke with Uncle AJ.
Okay, cool. So this is the main event, Mikey. Of course, this is the Tag Team Championship match, so I'm going to, for the most part, I guess, throw it up to you. But, of course, this is also, like, weaving into our Intercontinental title picture, so I have, like, a little bit more say in it than I would usually have. But this is a Tag Team title match, so I'll throw it to you first. What's the result? The main events, we tend to not book the result here, Mikey, so we can discuss it. What are we doing here?
This is a tough one for me.
Okay.
This is tougher than I thought it was going to be. I was, the whole time we were talking, booking the card, I was like, it's going to be OC. But now I'm having second thoughts.
Really? Why are you thinking Miz and Morrison?
I'm thinking Miz and Morrison because I think it'd be an interesting shakeup to the division. We have a new tag team here, and it could be like, we could prove that they're as dominant as ever.
Mm-hmm.
and that they're still on top even after all these years being apart. And I think that could be very interesting. Or we can have the OC win and prove that maybe they're a little outdated. Maybe the Miz and John Morrison are a little past their prime. You know?
And 2 weeks ago, that victory was a fluke.
Yeah.
Interesting. My question would be, is AJ Styles getting involved in this match at all? Or is Sheamus getting involved in any way in this match?
I think if anybody is getting involved, it would be Sheamus taking out Styles.
Sheamus taking out Styles, you say? Okay, makes sense.
Sheamus going right after the Intercontinental Champion.
Unlike Miz and Morrison, who are now focusing on the tag team titles for this week, Sheamus
still has his eyes on the Intercontinental gold.
He's got that white strap, or black strap now, I guess, all in his mind.
Yeah.
Okay, I like that. Okay, so I think we're definitely doing that. During the match, Sheamus attacks... Sheamus attacks AJ Styles.
Okay. Yeah, I like that.
Now, I guess the question would be, could that potentially be enough of a distraction for the OC, or I guess Miz or Morrison, probably more OC-ish, but is that enough of a distraction for Miz and Morrison to get the victory?
I don't know. I think OC still come out on top here, I'm feeling.
Okay.
They just won those titles a couple weeks ago. I don't want them to have a joke of a run. I think they need to continue being dominant. And even though they lost, I think they can pull out the victory this week.
You don't want the OC to be transitional champs.
Yeah. I also don't think this feud is over between OC and Miz and Morrison.
That's fair. I would agree.
So I think OC takes it home on this one.
I think I'm going to agree with you. I'm not entirely sure, but I think I kind of want to agree with that. We wanted the OC to have all the gold. I do really like the idea of Miz and John Morrison, because if we did Miz and John Morrison, I would like the idea that, like, eventually, you know, they're still go for the Intercontinental title picture, but, like, both of them go for it, and maybe that creates tension between the two of them, and that could give rise to, like, an upcoming heel tag teams, like One Nation, to get the gold. But the problem with all of that is I think that would be great if it wasn't WrestleMania season.
Yeah.
The fact that it's WrestleMania season, to me, is sort of like, okay, well, that would mean that Miz and John Morrison have to get the titles, then they're going to feud, then they're going to have the match, Fatal 4-Way Intercontinental match or whatever, at, like, WrestleMania, but then also One Nation have to win or something. I don't know. And it's just, like, a bunch of things that are like, I don't know about this one.
Yeah, I think OC wins here.
Yeah. I think
because of reasons like that.
Yeah, if it wasn't WrestleMania season, I would probably say Miz and John Morrison. But okay, OC gets the win. Who pins whom, I should ask?
I think...
Who pinned whom before? It was Morrison pinned Carl.
Okay. Let's have Carl pin Miz.
Okay. Carl gets the pin back, but on a different competitor. Sounds good. OC retain their SmackDown Tag Team Gold. And, yeah, Miz and Morrison. I'm excited to see where this will go. So it looks like right now we're prepping kind of maybe Sheamus versus AJ Styles for the Intercontinental Championship. Tag Team title picture still kind of up in the air. Could again be OC versus Miz and Morrison, but I don't know. There's some questions, I guess, around that, Mikey, it seems like. But we're getting ideas. And we have a full card here booked in front of us, Mikey. We've done it. We've presented it. We've presented it to our folks at home. And there's only one last thing to do, and that's called the randomizer. I think soon I'm just going to sit down and make like a randomizer teaser, because I think it really needs it. I'm just thinking about it. Anyways, Mikey. Randomizer is the thing, you know, that keeps us realistic. We talk about realistic fantasy booking, because like a lot of people like just like fantasy book, and it's really easy to just be willy-nilly, but like I think the whole point of it, the show, has been that we want to make it real, as realistic as possible. We don't want to just have like free reign to do whatever the hell we want. We want to be able to have it reined in on us a little bit. We want to have the box set up around us. And I think, because I think it's more interesting and more fun, specifically for me and for Mikey, to work within the confines of these sort of issues. Like, it sort of like becomes like a puzzle to a certain extent.
Yes.
It's like, this is just the greatest storyline creative writing exercise that I've ever done. So let's get to it, Mikey. The randomizer. It's your turn to hit the randomizer, because last week What did I do last week? Oh, I did a gimmick change last week. So it is your turn to hit the randomizer, buddy. So without further ado, if you would like to go hit that bad boy, let's get to it. Yeah. Let's find out what's happening.
Let's do it. That's interesting. Ryan, the randomizer has decided we have a heel turn.
A heel turn, baby.
Face superstar must turn heel.
Oh, boy. Okay. Huh. Okay. Okay.
Very interesting. You good over there?
I knocked something over. We're all good. Okay, so... face superstar must turn heel. Okay, let's go through our face superstars, I guess, one by one, Mikey, and we'll talk, and I'll make a list about who we think has the potential to turn heel. Ready?
Okay. Yep. Okay.
Kevin Owens.
Not right now.
Velveteen Dream.
Not right now.
Roman Reigns.
No.
Keith Lee.
No.
R-Truth?
Honestly, we can do whatever we want with our turn right now.
I guess. I guess I'll write him down. Heath Slater?
Yeah.
I don't really feel like it. Cedric Alexander?
Could be interesting. Maybe a One Nation.
The Miz?
No.
John Morrison?
Nope.
Mustafa Ali?
I mean,
we could just do it, but that's not what we want to do with him.
I mean,
we should not.
It's possibly coming. So.
Yeah, we're teasing it at the very least. Lucha House Party, a heel Lucha House Party.
That's funny. The thought of that is definitely interesting.
But is it enough for us to do it?
No.
Street Profits?
No.
Heavy Machinery?
No.
New Day?
No.
Birch and Lorcan?
Possibly.
Yeah, I mean, they're not really doing much, so we can just add a little fire to them. Natalia? I'll say maybe.
Yeah, okay.
I say you could do maybe. Carmella?
Nah.
Ember Moon? No. Asuka? Interesting, but not, no. Nikki Cross, no. Okay, so that leaves us with a list of R-Truth, Cedric Alexander, Birch and Lorcan, and Natalia. Mikey, I'm going to have you reconsider John Morrison.
Really? That's interesting.
Yeah, but I'm now reconsider. Because I like the idea of Miz and John Morrison feuding. However, looking back on it also... then we'll have an Intercontinental title picture be three heels in the Miz.
Yeah.
Which maybe that's not a good idea. So I'm reconsidering John Morrison. I'm taking him out.
Okay.
So we're talking R-Truth, Cedric Alexander, Birch and Lorcan, and Natalia.
Yes.
Any of these people really would love to see as a heel? really needs some sort of new, fresh coat.
Hmm.
The problem with all of this, though, Mikey, is that, like, even turning them heel or whatever, WrestleMania season. Same thing with The Miz and John Morrison from earlier. It's WrestleMania season. So, like, even then, like, if we turn Birch and Lorcan heel, I don't know how many what storylines they're going to be doing, what new storylines we're going to have them do between now and WrestleMania.
Yeah, that's... Yeah.
You know.
Hmm. This is tough. This is tougher than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah. Because the tough part is just like, okay, well then, what do we do with them? We'll turn them heel. Just like,
I think the one with the most potential here is Natalya.
I agree. I think... Oh. Maybe we do the One Nation thing. The Natalya One Nation gimmick.
Have a next week, maybe.
Or, yeah, something. Something with along... Because she's... The management GM Paige has called her out on social media. Her being like, no, she's right, or whatever. She was right. I'm just taking off the ballot. She's not saying she agrees with GM Paige, but she's just acknowledging that... No, she's right, and she's going to have to fight through this pain because that's what hearts do. She'll have to earn back her spot. But maybe she's going to earn back her spot with chairs and kendo sticks and et cetera.
Yeah. Maybe I like that. But our women's division would be a little weighted in the heels area, but I think we could balance that out.
Yeah, I think it could find if we turn Natalya heel, I'm okay with turning Natalya heel for the most part. I think I can find a way to just lopsided. Like I can just maybe switch Naomi back to face, maybe put Banks to face, but like I don't really want to, but maybe gonna have to. I don't know. I can easily figure something out real quick.
Yeah.
I think I'll probably just move Naomi back to face. Actually,
now okay.
That I'm thinking about it.
Okay, that works.
Just have them swap.
Natalya is a heel now.
Natalya is a heel. Naomi's a face. We'll discover, I guess, what that means with Natalya being a heel as we move forward.
Bold move.
Bold move, baby. So we'll see what this is all happening as we move forward, Mikey. As we move forward, yeah. If you want to subscribe and hear what we're doing moving forward. Definitely recommend you do that because we have 1, 2, 3 more episodes of SmackDown in front of us, along with Elimination Chamber right around the corner. So far for Elimination Chamber, we've got Baszler, Asuka, Banks, Carmella, Cross, and Naomi in Elimination Chamber match for the SmackDown Women's Championship. We have Kevin Owens, Drewy Gooks versus a bunch of other people that have yet to be determined for the number one contendership for the WWE Championship inside the Chamber. We've got Daniel Bryan versus Keith Lee versus the Velveteen Dream for the WWE Championship. We have the Iconics versus the Country Club for the Women's Tag Team Championship. And we'll have two to three additional matches after that. So definitely, if you want to stay tuned for all those things, I would stay subscribed. Stay subscribed so that you can listen and get those downloads straight to your podcast feed. If you want to hear more from us, Mikey, follow us. This is the plug part of the show. Follow us at Hit the Books
Time
Pod.
Time for all the plugs. All right.
Follow us at Hit the Books Pod on Twitter. There you can get all of our thoughts on what's happening in the world of professional wrestling. And also leave a review. Go to iTunes. Leave a review of this show. It takes like no more than 3 minutes, really. 3 to 5 minutes. Really not that much time at all. And leave a 5-star review. It would greatly help us out. And we would greatly appreciate it. It's really important for people to leave reviews. So we would greatly, greatly appreciate it if you left one. And if you left a little comment, we would certainly read it out for you. So why not do that over on iTunes?
And if you get the chance, give us that extra 6-star, because we're still, somehow, in the Tokyo Dome.
Yeah, I want to be better than Naito versus Okada in the Tokyo Dome, so give me 6 stars.
Yeah.
I think we're worth it, honestly, so I think you should do that.
If you don't give us 6 stars, we're never doing this podcast again.
Whoa, Mikey, hold on, whoa. Oh, that's a lot of promising you're doing over there, bud.
We're gonna be babies about it.
If you don't give us 6 stars, we're taking back the badge, we're taking back the gun, and we're taking back that meatball sub and giving it back right into our pie holes. Mikey, what other plugs do you have to do?
I just started a show on our Network, we have Mikey's Indy 500 coming down the pipeline every Saturday, where I will be reviewing 500 independent wrestling matches in the year 2020.
Woo, boy.
Yeah, 500 indie matches. I'm going to need suggestions from you guys, the fans who listen to this show. Tweet us at HitTheBooksPod or using the hashtag HDB500 on Twitter. Suggest me your independent wrestling matches that I should review. They could be from any time, any year, any promotion that's not anything main like WWE, AEW, or New Japan. None of that. And I would love for you to join me on my race through the indies.
Yeah, it's definitely worth it. And it definitely goes to show that like how great the subscribing to the feed would be. Because the subscription to a fee is free, right? So it's just you're getting two shows for the price of none.
For the price of none.
Totally worth it. And definitely stay on Twitter as well. You know, we'll tweet out a bunch of stuff. And, you know, maybe we got some ideas planning in the old cauldron back here. So maybe staying on Twitter, staying subscribed, you'll see those things flourish as we move forward. So, yeah, those are the plugs are over. Mikey, any final words?
Book it?
Mikey, Mikey, I'm taking that back. We're not booking it anymore. You know what? Give me your gun, give me your badge, and give me your god dang meatball sub. Mail it to Atlanta, Georgia.
I'm a terrible podcast host.
Mail it to Atlanta, Georgia, so that I may eat it all. The gun, the badge, and the meatball sub. All going straight into my pie hole, baby. Because if you ever say those words to me again, well, Mikey, I'm going to have two words for you.
Book it.
Mikey, I said, don't say those words again, you son of a biscuit. Give me your meatball sub and have it on my desk by morning. My throat is dying. Can you hand me a lozenge, too? God dang, you're fired. Those were the two words. You're fired.
And cut.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.